I want you to know that I found this. It's probably, what is that, when you steal someone's words? Okay, but I'm plagiarizing. I'm not actually publishing this. I'm not really plagiarizing, but I was looking for some words and some wonderful things, and I just asked God to help me. And this is what I got from several different people. I put it together. I think Millie is one of the knowers on the planet, one of the people who see things and pass on the information. I hope information and teachings further and wider, past our personalities, past our barriers, past our resistance to love. She takes our hands and guides us past the war zones of life to the peaceful meadows of a higher love. We are in excellent hands. She is honest, choosing to live in the truth. Truth always opens us up to our vulnerabilities, but this conscious exchange of truth is, in fact, how we move more and more to the soul level. And now, Millie's really good friend, and Millie's written a book, I don't know if you all know, called To Touch an Angel. And now we have Cheryl.
Welcome, Cheryl.
Does everybody know little Cheryl? Of course you do, because she's always helping too. This Monday night class is filled with a lot of helpers, and these two ladies are getting together on a regular basis because Cheryl is going to write a book about Millie. And they're halfway through it. Well, I don't see how you can say that, though, because, you know, Millie might still go, and this might only be a quarter way through. How do you know?
I didn't know I'd be so nervous. Well, I'm greatly honored on behalf of my class to give you this little gift. And it's full of gratitude and appreciation and love. And the reason that we used the Rocky music tonight was because we know this has been a tough year for you. And but what we learned is that you are a fighter, and you really fought the pain just before the hip surgery and the back surgery and coming to class with your walker. And I know you would have much rather have been in bed, but you weren't going to let it get you down. And then to fight misguided forces who attacked you when you were down, and you fought that too when they hoped that you'd be down for the count. So what I learned from this is that you can't keep a woman down.
That's just the money. You know, Millie doesn't care about that. She really doesn't care. All right, we just want to make a few announcements. Thank you very much, Cheryl, by the way. The reason that we saved you for last is because we know you're so sensitive. We knew you'd cry. We'd like you all to please stay after. We're going to have some message bearing from the platform. Some people will be trying it for their first time in front of the form. We do it every Monday night. Some people do it more than others, and some of us are just learning. But please stay. We have lots of food. It's a special night, just not the same old coffee and tea. We have all kinds of goodies back there. You can be very excited. But we must keep the food and the drink in the back. That's sort of the rules of the church because of the carpeting and the seat covering. So if you'd appreciate that and respect that, I'd appreciate it. Announcements are, don't forget, Fraternal Spiritual Church, this Sunday, 4720 Kensington Drive, every Sunday, Millie's favorite place to be on Sunday. And she's the speaker this Sunday. Also, it's 24th, right, this Sunday? It's the fellowship meeting, and some of us are going to be the new members. I'm one. So, we're looking for, come and cheer us all on, cheer Millie, cheer all of us. Andy Landis, Millie's daughter, will be here where you're doing the...
Downstairs.
Right downstairs here, you know, you go down the side street, and that's how you get in. So if you come to this door and it's locked, don't think we're not having it. On June 30th at 7 p.m., it's a fundraiser. And Andy Landis is in, does music for movies, and she sings beautiful songs, and she's recorded, and she's been very famous, and she's married to a very famous husband, and she knows a lot of famous people. And she's come to help us to retrieve some of the legal costs that some of our members put out for to save the Sunday church. Okay, so that it'll be a $25 donation for that. If your heart can do it, please. We're going to have an angel touch night. That's where lots of people work and give you angel touches, and you can learn about all kinds of things and get those angel touches on July 21st. We're going to have a rummage sale, but we don't know when it is because Jeff's not here and he's the boss of that. And we're going to have a talent show in mid-September. So this church is coming back big time. We're going to be busy, busy, busy. One other thing, Cheryl has started working. All her prayers and blessings she has now as an office, and the man she's been working for nothing, I might add, for quite some time, has now got his grant funded. And one of the, so I think he's an awfully nice man, and one of the things he does is he has water stations for saving lives in El Centro Desert. So any of you who like have SUVs and stuff and usually go out and, you know, just go around on the dirt, he's got an idea where he brings water to people who have problems. You know how your car heats up? You ever had your car heat up in the desert? Oh, I've had it. It's horrible. Anyway, I think that's a great thing. If you want to know more about it, talk to Cheryl. I told about Andy Landis, and I think that's it. Well, we don't have time for message bearing. Sorry. Yes, sure.
Oh. Bring
you. Oh. So it's gonna. Yeah, it's gonna be better.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much.
A lot of Dolly Art albums.
There's gonna be bake sale items too.
Yeah.
So definitely bring your money.
Bring your friends.
Bring your friends. Yeah, then we might get some more people for our spiritual family, too. That would be a nice thing. Thank you all for coming. Thank you so much for cheering us all on. And do I turn this off for message bearing?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Tell me, does anybody have an idea who might be coming? Okay, because we could just have an idea from here. Look, what's that look like? That's plenty?
Pretty good.
How about up here?
So if everybody brings a buddy, we'll have a good amount. Bring a buddy. Somebody that doesn't even know anything about that. Let's give them all some love. Let's spread some love around. That'd be a great thing. Okay, now some people are going to practice, and some people already know how to do it. But message bearing from the platform, I think, yeah, that's mine. That must be yours now. So please cheer us on, and remember that you can't get a negative message from a positive place. People will ask you if you like a message. If you don't want a message, you can say no, but I think you'd be missing out because if somebody up there or one of your angels or your guides wants to speak to you. So it's a wonderful thing. Won't be any disappointments, and it won't be any warning because you can't get a positive message. Did I say this right? You can't get a negative message from a positive place. So,
please give lots of love, and don't hurry away because you realize that a whole back room is filled with food that this class has made. So don't hurry away. Send us love. Did you invite somebody that's free of the body? If you didn't, please invite them now. Now, we've already said the 23rd Psalm, which is what we'd ordinarily say right about now. So I know that every one of you knows that we're going to God to get you a message, right? That's one reason that we have prayers, to remind everyone as well as ourselves that we're going to God for the messages. So, love's the key of the kingdom. Send us lots of love. And we'd like feedback later. We'd like feedback from the healing stools, feedback from the message bearing, okay? Jeffrey?
Yeah. want to wait a minute? You know somebody's with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You guys, we do, we're pushing.